Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Saturday, January 31st at 11 a.m. I always remind you this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. After closing out my best 1 and 5 year investing performance in my entire career at the end of 2025, I'm happy to say I picked up where I left off at the start of the year. While I'm not foolish enough to think I walk on water and know that the one Peter who did just for a moment fell right in, but he was saved by his Savior, Jesus Christ, I am pleased nevertheless to get off to a great start in 2026. I'll start with what is most likely on most minds as we get set for the coming week: metals, mining shares, and junior resource stocks. First, allow me to note that for the countless times in my nearly 42-year career, some folks had to learn again the hard way that it's never, I repeat, never different this time around. Getting past for a moment the ugliness of foul mouth and evil folks who always hide behind the safety of their keyboard and emails versus putting a real name and face behind their usual jealous, envious mistruths and lies about me. Many out there got caught up in the frenzy occurring in gold and silver, and also the extreme biases by many online who are always bullish no matter what. Not only did many lose any sense of objectiveness in what I said repeatedly was a pure parabolic state that always, and I repeat it always, reverses anywhere from 30 to 70% of the entire parabolic move. And now those folks are likely to be so beaten up that they won't see the forest for the trees. So, allow me just for a moment for a self-pat on the back. Ah, that feels good. Okay, now, looking into my crystal ball, knowing sooner or later I'll be eating some broken glass, here's my best educated guess going forward. A technical bounce from this most incredible sell-off in gold and silver I ever witnessed, but gladly was not negatively impacted by, followed by a period of both bulls and bears trying to get the upper hand again, is the likely scenario. Risk for gold is around 4,400, and perish this thought, if the stock market does tank, it could briefly have a 3 again handle for a moment. If the insanity was somehow something much more than even I perceived, and went somehow beyond just a typical parabolic run, we would vault pretty much straight back up to the highs. Which is the most likely? Flip a coin, because I have no real conviction either way, and sooner remain on the sidelines counting the money I didn't lose while things shake out. But historically speaking, the vaulting higher is the less of two chances. Silver is pretty much in the same boat. Please recall, at the high, I said the reversal I perceived had a $75 to $80 downside target written all over it. Bang! I still think that was valid. Here, too, if it just rebounds right back to the highs, this is indeed something far bigger and will need to adjust accordingly. But again, the comfort on the sidelines with a bunch of liquidity in hand is most gratifying. And 70 or even 65 is still a possibility. Look for major mining shares to track whatever which way we go, but they tend to bottom before the actual metal does. Now, regarding junior resource stocks, especially the ones I've spoken about these last 3 years or so, I hope now the few who were whining to me early in the week about thinking it was a mistake to have taken profits in strategies that I had earlier suggested, I suspect those thoughts are now gone, since many of those stocks are down 20, 30, or even 40% for their most recent highs in just days. Again, I remind you of my consistent view that you must have a real plan and don't do what most individuals who play in this market do, and that's trade simply from their seat of pants and emotionally. You can often see these as the whiners and criers on chat forums, blaming others when the real person for the dilemma can be easily found if they just purchased a mirror. After pure nonsense directed at me, despite my being fully transparent about what I was doing, I'm just not going to be speaking about individual stocks anymore. I will honor my word regarding North Isle Copper and Gold, which after conversing both with its CEO, Sam Lee, and large shareholder Michael Gentile about the company, I'm looking to double my daughter's position in it if there's further weakness in the share price. For me and me only, this is the 1 in 1,000 play, and as Michael alluded to his latest weekly email blast this morning, the opportunity to become a giant in the business is real for them, and they seemingly are on a fast track to do so. He also added that he bought shares in the open market on the company. I will speak to it when important corporate news is released to this end of this year. By then, I'm confident much, if not all, I'm hoping for plays out, and it'll be a most merry Christmas again, and I'll be officially done talking about any individual stocks from there. I did note this past week that both copper and uranium were not anywhere in the same technical state as gold and silver were, but there too, taking profits in shares that were trading at their highs seemed wise. Now, on to what concerns me the most by far, the U.S. stock market. I'm not going to go through it all again. I linked some key recent comments by me below and could not be any clearer on my outlook. I continue to see widespread complacency while so many are living on the edge, if not already stumbling and fumbling economically, while still trying to live an unhealthy, worldly lifestyle. The only general equity exposure I would hold is through equity index annuities and/or ETFs that mimic their performance. It's not going to be what one makes, but what one doesn't lose that will separate the winners from the losers, in my view, at least for the next few years. No fixed income for me except T-bills and 1 year or less CDs. As I said enough times already, the US dollar is dead, only it doesn't know it yet, or if it does, it continues to believe the good old days will come back again. Finally, Bitcoin, the biggest sucker bet in man's history, is seeing its true colors begin to bear, and the many in the financial service industry, the politicians who took large sums of money to promote it, the hype and all, and most importantly, the shameless financial media tied to the hips and try to legitimize this con, are all starting to abandon ship like rats that they were all this time to begin with. It will join almost all NFTs, the vast majority of memcoins, in the garbage bin where it is belong. Buckle up, we're in the most volatile era ever in the financial markets.